I believe that some of the issues related to drug abuse, substance abuse, are things that have been around for a while. I think lack of education can be a problem. I think that lack of positive influences in one's life can be a problem. But what we're seeing now is an epidemic that has a lot to do with opioid drugs or painkiller drugs. And the difference with that epidemic is that it's not just young people that are being impacted. It's people of all ages, including senior citizens who I've worked with who are taking painkillers for arthritis, for joint inflammation, for various kinds of problems related to aging, and can easily become addicted without recognizing it, or even experience overdoses that can very much negatively affect their health. So I think there's been a reaction to that or a solution to that by physicians being more reluctant to prescribe, you know, painkillers, opioids. And that then leads to another problem where people are having to deal with severe pain and not being able to get relief from it. So it's a serious problem. What the state needs to do is take a look at that $2.2 billion surplus that we're so proud of and try to funnel some of those dollars to local communities, because from what I understand, the biggest problem as far as substance abuse is there's a lack of local substance abuse therapy programs. The programs that are available are either full, or the cost to participate in those programs is beyond what people can afford, many people can afford. So we need to really support local government in making those kinds of programs available. And I think it's kind of immoral, you know, to have a surplus the size that we have and not addressing one of the major problems in the state.